Mobile home parks are a unique part of Americana. They're the subject of country songs like this one from Casey Musgraves. Go back to your trailer. And they're the subject of jokes, especially about being targets for tornadoes. But mobile home parks offer affordability not found in other sectors of the San Antonio real estate market. A new report by three researchers from the University of Texas School of Law found that 9 mobile home parks have closed since 2014. It is formally titled Endangered, San Antonio's Vanishing Mobile Home Parks and a Path for Preservation. The researchers predict dozens more parks may have to close unless the city intervenes. 51-year-old Irma Ibarra lives at the Riverside Trailer Court on the south side. Ibarra pays $300 a month for her lot and all utilities. She earns $9 an hour at a nearby McDonald's. At home, she's more comfortable with Spanish, so she spoke through a translator. She told Texas Public Radio that she needs her mobile home because she can't afford an apartment or a home, just like most others in her park.
No, never. Right now, where we're living at, with the amount of money we make, the income we get, this is very good for the income we receive.
Her translator is Lisbeth Potta, a housing justice fellow at the UT School of Law and one of the authors of the report. Ibarra says her brother lives in the same park. She adds that some of the 20 or so residents there are on fixed incomes or disabled.
There are people that don't even work. They're retired, disabled. And here, it's very affordable. People who don't have income or make very little find living in these mobile homes much more affordable.
Potta says the report found one of the biggest threats to mobile home parks are substandard conditions. 7 of the 9 parks that have closed since 2014 were the direct result of city code enforcement actions. Another threat, commercial or residential redevelopment in a booming San Antonio. She says mobile home park residents are caught between strict enforcement and opportunistic park owners who are letting maintenance go as they anticipate redevelopment opportunities.
There's the residents in between who are in a vulnerable position where they own their home, but they rent their lot. So as soon as that lot is sold or condemned, they're immediately displaced.
She believes the city meant well and wanted to care for residents with its strict code enforcement and frequent inspections, but the policies also resulted in many park closures.
They saw the serious health and safety code violations that were occurring in these parks and thought that by doing these proactive inspections that there would be improvements, but it resulted in many parks being, 5 parks being condemned in 2018.
So that's the unintended consequences, right?
Yes.
It's not like residents can just pull up stakes and move. In fact, most mobile homes are not mobile. Potta says some are so old they would break apart if moved. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg has made affordable housing a top priority of his time in office. He formed a special task force to study the issue.
Code enforcement has been used to justify sale, redevelopment of mobile home parks. And so we want to make sure that there's some standards in place as well to protect the residents who live there.
The report offers the city some suggestions about setting some standards to protect residents. Recommendations include making sure redevelopment incentives offered by the city also preserve mobile home parks. It suggests residents be given a right to purchase their plots from park owners or be given notice and assistance with relocation. Back at the Riverside Trailer Court, Irma Ibarra sits at the kitchen table making plastic flower arrangements she sells on the side to help ends meet along with her McDonald's paycheck. She says she's thankful for her home and mobile home park, where she has lived for 25 years and raised 2 children. In Spanish, she calls it Tranquila. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.